Indeed it is. And we are going to be talking with a world-renowned psychic healer. Vincent Jenna joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. Vincent Jenna, of course, the world-renowned psychic healer, a very respected spiritual teacher. He receives and deciphers messages from the other side. Now, what separates him from his peers is that he interprets the messages he receives to try to find solutions to these. And here he is this hour on Coast to Coast. And welcome to 2015, Vincent.
Well, thank you very much, George. It's great to be back here. And a happy new year to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, my friend. What have you been doing? You were last on with me in July, so some time has gone by. What's new?
Oh, it's been spectacular. I've been traveling all over the country giving these lectures and workshops, and have had the opportunity to be in places such as the Edgar Casey Foundation, ARE over in Virginia Beach, and speaking with Evan Alexander and some other greats. It's just been a wonderful year for me to be able to get messages out there, and I've had hundreds of readings from your listeners. So that was a wonderful, wonderful occurrence to be able to reach your people. It's been great. And I'm going to be bumping into you finally again.
Yes.
This time I'm going to meet you. You're doing a great panel at the Conscious Life Expo, and I'm going to be doing a workshop there as well as a panel.
So I can't believe that's coming up again already. It was just like yesterday I was there.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. These years have been flying by, and that is part of our process and problem that's been going on here. I was listening to your other guests, and they were great. Wow.
Well, you know, we all have a perspective about 2015. Give me your take.
Okay. First, if I may, there is a whole reason why we even do prophecy or look into the future. People always turn around and tell me that I don't want to know what's happening in my future. Just let it happen. If it's something bad, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. It's like not going to the doctor because you're afraid what he's going to tell you.
Right. Well, you're always afraid that it's going to be something bad rather than something good. So something obviously subconscious is going on within everybody that gives them that fear. But the whole purpose, everything we have as a gift in life is for our evolvement. So the gift of prophecy, the gift of foretelling the future is only for the reason of growth and change. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, this is what's going to happen. Like John was talking about free will earlier, you both were. It's about if we know our future or at least touch on it, we have one validation for some, maybe some things that we feel about ourselves and the direction that we're going, two, hope, and three, opportunity to make changes. 2015 is going to be a really bad year. We've been going in that direction anyway. With all that happened in 2014, the climate, the emotional climate that is all around the world, whenever you have fighting or war in one part of the world, it absolutely affects the rest of the world. It throws the ecosystem off. Just like the environment has an ecosystem, well, our spirituality and our energy around this earth as beings has an ecosystem. And if it goes out of balance with negativity, it's going to be seen everywhere. It's seen in individual pockets around the world. So we've got tornadoes, we've got weather patterns and storms and mudslides and rains that are going to be coming through devastating us as they have in the past, even worse now. We've got tidal waves. Japan is definitely going to be experiencing another tsunami.
Just what they need.
I know. None of us need any of this. It's just that we are not waking up fast enough. Here's my greatest fear for the United States. We're coming into an election year. And we know, George, what's been going on in the past couple of years because of the previous elections. And the political temperature here has been rising so badly, it is turning man against man, woman against woman, just because of these fears that we have. And so anything that you see happening external is because of internal things that are going on with individuals. The politics is a result of our society, not reverse. So in 2015, it's going to be the start up of all of this negative bashing, and that sets people their energy levels at a very high negative frequency. Well, that's immediately going to collect and affect us in the United States here. We're just tapping into winter now. We haven't begun. It's going to be a really bad winter. When we get out of the winter season, we're going to be coming into hurricane and tornado season, and that is going to be devastating as well. There's more towns in the United States that are going to be hit with tornadoes, individual little pockets, earthquakes along the upper western seaboard is where I'm seeing some, definitely hitting into the Washington area, Oregon area, and Northern California again. So watch out, George, you know, batten down the hatches over there.
Yeah, here we go.
And again, all of that, we can't even start a peace. We can't stop the fighting. And that is definitely reflecting on people internally. Like I said, or the hundreds of readings that I have been giving, I have heard people's inner turmoils, their inner selves just crying out in pain because of their lack of direction, lack of feeling purpose, lack of fulfillment. And that actual feeling, that turmoil, that creates energy, and energy winds up accumulating. And we don't understand that everything that's going on in the world today, like no matter who prophesizes it, there's a reason why it's going on. We're creating it. We are, and people aren't understanding that. Illnesses. You were talking about Stormberger earlier, and he says one of his prophecies is that the people become ill and nobody can help them. Well, that's not a date that's going to be happening. That's been happening over the past several years. I was a hospice social worker, as I discussed the last time I was on, and I worked with patients with the most unusual forms of cancer that they were dying from, and that's increasing. This year, 2014, what did we have? The E. coli issues coming out again. That's going to get even worse. These rare diseases are going to be coming into play again. I'm seeing cases of tuberculosis around the world, actually, and other rare diseases that we had control over one time that we're no longer going to have control over coming into 2015. And yeah, there are good things that are happening too. There are definite cures that are coming up. There's and we know that the technology has just been jumping in leaps and bounds and what we've been able to do with it and helping. But what people have to understand is that I just wrote an article. Is it going to be devastation or is it going to be spiritualization? It's all to help us. How many buildings do we need to have fall on top of us before we wake up? And how many storms, how much devastation do we need to have before we start becoming more peaceful internally? Stormberger was also talking earlier about how man is going to be against man in basic inequalities. We're still fighting and getting over. The United States has made leaps and bounds last year as far as equal rights for gays and marriage, mm-hmm. same-sex marriage, right? But we're still fighting it.
Sure.
We're still fighting.
We fight everything, Vince.
So simplistic. It's because of fear. It's because what you see outside. All right, just take what we see in the world and all of that stress and trauma. That's exactly what individuals are going through. There is no going to work in the morning peacefully and happy and, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to see my coworkers and having coffee with them and then coming home and spending time with the family and the kids jump all over you. It's not the Brady Bunch. It's not been close to the Brady Bunch. So people are experiencing these traumas at home. They're first of all, their families are breaking apart. They no longer remain in marriages. Their children are suffering from mental disorders and diseases that they're picking up from the family dysfunction. People are losing their jobs, not happy at their jobs, getting sick. I've spoken with more people that were young, 30 and 40 year olds, going on disability. Disability now. We didn't hear of disabilities until you were 70 or 80 years old.
Are they doing it for a check or what's wrong?
No, they're not doing it for a check, George. They're doing it because they have absolutely no direction. They're unfulfilled and they're miserable. Whenever you see people turning towards support in that way,
yeah,
it's a result of their misery. It's not a result of their laziness. Laziness is actually a result of dissatisfaction, self-dissatisfaction. Carl Rogers was a contemporary psychologist who died several years ago, but he said that if you remove the constraints from society, that people will want to move in a positive direction. And those constraints are all the negative things that we've imposed upon ourselves or have been imposed upon us when we were younger, like I said earlier when I was on your show. So, no, people don't want to get on disability. They don't know what else to do. They're unhappy. And so what's really happening is they are manifesting these disorders and these bad backs and these mental disabilities. They are manifesting real problems for themselves, but they're doing it out of disharmony. I mean, I feel strong. I'm so happy with the work that I do, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I feel stronger as I'm getting older, not weaker.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. Me too. So we're not the only ones in the world that feel that way when they're feeling fulfilled. So, yeah, 2015 so far is going to be really hard, but we can make all the changes that we want with this. That's the whole.
So you believe, too, like the others, that we can alter the future?
It's meant to be altered if we get to see it. That's the whole point. It's meant to be changed. It's giving us opportunity, like Let's Make a Deal, the old television game show. Okay, we've got door one, door two, door three, or the package in front of us. You get to choose. However, the difference between the Earth's game show and that game show is you didn't know what was coming behind those doors. This you do. You get to see the doors. All the doors are open. And you
well,
get
that's
to
true.
See where we got devastation ahead of us. Is that the door you want? The problem that we have, and this is where the education comes in and why I do a lot of spiritual teaching, people have to realize they're in control of this. See, most people at this point, they're still coming into this spiritual understanding. They're still coming into the idea that we are spiritual beings before we are physical beings and that we have control over our lives. And they're not aware of that. And so they're just starting to tap on that over the past couple of years, that shift in consciousness, that they can know they can control their lives. They're manifestors. We are powerhouses of this energy from source, from spirit, whatever you want to call it. They have to start believing in something like that. If you don't shift your beliefs, Einstein said you cannot solve a problem with the same paradigm and set of beliefs that created it. So we need to shift our inner beliefs and understanding to shift the external results. And unfortunately, a lot of times we don't make these shifts easily. We have to wait until there's a devastation. So, yeah, are there things that are going wrong in the world and going to be happening in 2015 that are going to be terrible? Yes, totally. But there's been terrible things going on in the world and in our lives since the beginning of mankind, and apparently it doesn't speed up our learning process, even though we can. So we go through it, and we fare through it. We get out on the other end. And look, I know your listeners might, you know, differ with me, but if the world ends, we don't. But we'd be losing some incredible vacation resort here.
We sure would. There's no question about that.
I would hate to have it gone for the future generations because it is so beautiful. What a complete waste it would be. But we're wasting so many things now, and we're losing so many things now. We're losing species of life on this planet that nobody seems to be bothered with. You know, with deforestation, we're losing plant life, which, by the way, is destroying us because the more plants you kill, the less oxygen we have.
That's right. It's a never-ending battle. What do you see, Vince, as our biggest challenge in 2015?
Getting along.
Yeah.
That is the biggest challenge. Like I said, I'm very fearful of the election that's coming up.
In terms of doctoring? Somebody doing something?
Yes. things that are being done to each other, lashing out, that'll extend into the world. The continuation of the different countries not getting along, the fighting, the battles that we're in, all of that is if we just pull apart each of the problems, let's say. So now we're fighting each other. So there's an internal battle that's going on that's really bad. And the more we lash out at each other, the more that's reflective of the lashing out that's going on internally within people. So that, and then it winds up embellishing upon, it begats, negative begats negative, right? So we're going to see worse fighting. We're going to see more kids today. Holy cow, how easy it is for a kid to walk into his school with a gun and shoot his friends and then shoot himself in the head.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see that going away at all?
No. Oh, God, no. I see that getting worse, absolutely getting worse, because we're getting worse on the outside. Why should a kid respect life when the adults in his life don't? So we can't blame children. The children, whenever we see a problem with children, that makes us respond even more so. We should be responding as adults. Hey, wait a minute. We're not going to stop these in-home, these children killings unless we as adults show them the right way to be. I mean, we need to be able to get along with each other. We need to turn around and say, hey, gays, blacks, whites, it doesn't make a difference who gets married, get married, you know, if it's about love. That's what we need to extend ourselves to. So the biggest problem is getting along with each other. It has always been the problem. It is. That's why some of our greatest spiritual teachers who came down here said, love thy neighbor. I mean, they wouldn't have said that if it was something that was easily going around the world.
When you predict the future, is it difficult to just lay it right out there? Or do you really want to, I don't want to say sugarcoat it, but make it a little calmer?
Wow. That's a great question for me. Okay. I chose to be incarnated in New York. I chose to be incarnated into an Italian family, and I chose to have the personality that I have. Chances are I'm nothing about sugarcoating. Okay? So, no, I don't believe we should be holding each other's hand anymore. There's no time for coddling. I just said this to one of my lecture groups. Here, I see you and I are walking down the street, and I happen to look up and I see a giant metal girder coming off the top of the building and coming straight towards your head. All right, I have three options at that point. One, I can walk away and go, up, poor guy.
Poor George, yeah.
You know, poor George, better luck next time, and just completely ignore it. Or I can just, you know, politely, excuse me, George. I just wanted to let you know there is a big, oh, too late. Oh, sorry. Oh, man. Okay. I can be real polite about it. Or I can grab you, throw you down to the ground as I'm yelling, watch out, possibly break your arm and leg in the process of saving your life, but saving your life nonetheless. Those are my three choices. Who I am, I choose to take the latter choice. I choose to grab you and throw you out of the way, even if it may break your wrist, your arm, anything. I don't care. It saved your life. It saved your soul. That's the position I take when I see these things. Ask any of your listeners who have come to me for a reading. I mean, I am blasting them. You've got to stop hurting yourself. See, it's all out of love. It's not that they know they're doing something wrong, but they've got to stop stopping themselves. They've got to stop denying that there is a problem and that they're blocking themselves. And I'll do whatever I need to do to save you. That's because I care about you. That's how I give my predictions out. That's how I do my readings. I'm the one who always called out the elephant in the middle of the room. Why not? Why do we have to wait until the damn thing is sitting on us?
Vincent, we're coming back. We're going to take some calls with you and continue chatting about this year, 2015. Well, a little more than a week left for the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD before we put it away until next year, benefiting veterans charities, so many people donating their time for this. All you have to do is go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, click the picture of the CD at the highlight reel, And it'll take you to Amazon.com, and you can order it that way. The Holiday Magic Coast Style CD. Okay, welcome back to Coast. We'll get to your calls in a second. Vincent Jenna with us here. Vincent, also, your work as a psychic healer. Tell me about that.
Well, what I do with the abilities that I have that have been given to me, whatever you want to say it from, is I receive messages from guides, loved ones, your soul, the God source, angels, all of the above, to help you see what's blocking you and keeping you from creating the life you want. We are individuals and people capable of manifesting all that we desire, fulfilling all our dreams because of the source we have to work with. We come from a greater source. We have that unlimited ability created in its image, and we stop ourselves because we've forgotten that. It's not been nurtured out of us in our upbringing, in the early environmental years of our lives, in our youth. And we're not told how divine we are. And that's been going on for a very long time. So when we become adults, we hear about this stuff, we start learning about it, but we still can't reproduce what we want. I mean, I'm having a teleconference just based on that. It's called Stop Saying, God, It's Not Working. So I see that which has gotten in your way from very early on in your life. I see what you're doing and not doing to help that along, and then I wind up giving you the solutions to heal your own life. I empower you. That's my greatest desire, is to empower you to heal your life and see your dreams. Most people don't even see their dreams or their purpose or their passions. I help you see that and then give you that big, giant kick in the you-know-where to move it forward. I can be the pilot light, but they need to put the logs on the fire in order to keep the fire going. So I create a great fire in the belly, remove that block, and that's what I use all my abilities for. Even being able to foretell the future, it's all for that purpose.
What do you think of negativity, Vincent? How do you handle that? Negative people.
Negative people, how do I handle it? Well, I've been handling that every single day of my life, every single moment.
Run!
Oh, my God, get the heck out of here. You have to, number one, compassion is to understand why they're negative. That is one of my gifts, is I instantaneously can see their problems, where they come from, where their background is, so I understand why they are negative, okay? Now, at times, it still gets in my way, especially when you're doing business and you're dealing with some people who are really overtly nasty or not nice. But the normal negativity that people go through is self-doubt and disbelief, self-disbelief. And so I extend even more love to them and more understanding, because that's what their need is. They lacked love. They lacked the attention that they needed to know that they were divine beings. So I extend that. I give that to them. The more I can give, the more it diffuses negativity. That's what critical mass is all about. You only need a little bit of positive to overpower a lot of negative. So give out more positive, and we can overcome a lot of that negative. The whole story of Sodom and Gomorrah was about that, all right? It's about us destroying ourselves. That's why I talk about the way you heal the world is by healing the individuals. That's why I'm working on that. So, yeah, it's hard in my personal life at times when I'm dealing with it all. The only people who call me, let's face it, are those that are negative. And I have been receiving calls from some of the most negative people out there. They don't even know that they're negative. You know,
No, they don't. Some people, they don't see that cloud over their heads.
No, not at all. They think they're being rational and practical. Those words, rational and practical, are from defense mechanisms. We create reality, so therefore there's nothing that's rational or practical. It can change from day to day. It has over the time period. What was true 100 years ago isn't truth today. So there is nothing that's practical or rational. People who turn to that are using their negativity, their fears, to create those rationalizations and intellectualizations. So they're definitely fun to deal with, I tell you that. And, well, you know, you deal with them every single day.
Yep, we sure do. Let's take some calls for you here, Vincent.
Okay.
Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas. David's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, David, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
You too, Dave.
I'm just looking for whatever advice the source can give, because my life's kind of out of balance, and I just feel like I have no direction.
Right. Well, Happy New Year to you. It's great that you called in. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling with inside of you that you've given up a lot of your past direction. When you were younger, you had more fantasies and you had more daydreams about your life. And those weren't daydreams. Those were actual inspirations. Those were signals and signs as to what you were supposed to be doing. You're right now, you're not doing anything specifically creative. Is that correct?
Oh, for the most part, I'm basically just living paycheck to paycheck.
Right, and absolutely in stuff that you don't enjoy doing, that's obvious. But there is a great creative side to you that you've not tapped into. It's really interesting. It's very funny. I'm seeing a picture of you younger that should have been either playing a guitar or some type of instrument, and you're not doing that now, but it's something younger that you were supposed to tap into that you can still do now. So there's that artistic side to you, and it could be taken up now in the form of writing, in the form of even I'm still seeing that you should go out and get a damn guitar if you don't have one right now. That will pull you into your right brain. It will allow you to start tapping into that intuition and opening up that block. You need to open up the block. You're feeling useless and you're feeling worthless. And so that's why you're living paycheck to paycheck, because that's all you believe you're worth. As soon as you step into knowing that you're worth more than that, that your dreams and those fantasies mean something, you'll start creating it and manifesting opportunities. You're not manifesting any opportunities for yourself right now. Isn't that correct?
I've been trying, but every time I try something, it never pans out.
You see, you use the word try. When you're trying something, it means it's you're only doing it because you've been told that you're supposed to do that. It's not because you believe in it. We never try to do something we believe. We just do it. For example, you walk without trying to walk. Isn't that correct?
Most of the time.
Right. It's because you believe you can walk. All the things that you do, you drive. You anything that you do that does not take thought, it's because you believe and know you can do it. So therefore, it's only the things you don't believe in that you're trying to do. So stop trying and start believing. That's where you should be putting the emphasis on. Rather than just picking up and doing something that seems like you'd like to do, you need to go in there and spend some inner time with that inner person, that inner voice, even your inner child, to go back in and say, hey, listen, you're worth something. Tell me what it is you want to do. I'm going to go after it because I believe I deserve it. I love myself so much. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to experience my greatest existence here because I deserve it. That needs to be your mantra for 2015. I promise you, things will be getting easier if you just spend the time on yourself. Okay?
Vincent, when we talk about free will and our ability to control and to fix things, how do we stop earthquakes in volcanoes that may hit us? Can we?
Oh, absolutely. If we spend enough free time, I mean, there is a point of no return. All right, we've gotten so negative. There's energy hovering around the earth right now. If we keep fighting over in Iraq, we're going to have earthquakes over here. All right, so it is definitely collective, especially when it's something that big. But we have to start somewhere, and we start with ourselves. We have to first turn around and each individual person look at earthquakes, look at the storms, and all the ones that are going to happen this year and say, I helped cause that. If we don't take that responsibility, that first step in saying that, we'll never take the step to heal it. I help cause that. As a matter of fact, I cause everything. That's what was meant by we have dominion over this earth. That was told to us before we physically incarnated here, which meant we also have dominion over our physical bodies. Anything physical, we have dominion over, because energy and spiritual energy is stronger than that. So whatever we think, whatever we believe, whatever we feel is going to affect everything that's physical. We must start individually. And then, yes, we can stop an earthquake. As things are happening, we really need to, as a group, come together and pray. Prayer is what puts that positive energy out into the atmosphere. We have a collective pool of energy, not just an individual pool. Feed the collective pool of energy with positive attitude, even now. And you don't wait until the negative happens. You don't wait until you have cholesterol problems before you start healing them. You work on it while you're feeling good. You work on it during your daily routine. You eat the right things. You do the right exercises, and that way you don't collect and have problems with cholesterol later on. So now we need to start doing that spiritual work now before the earthquake comes, so it builds up a pocket of positive energy to help overtake some of that.
Okay, let's take a few more calls here. Let's go to Sharon in New Jersey. Sharon, thanks for calling. Go ahead. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted him to maybe read me, and since he's a healer, maybe he could heal me or tell me something or how to. Or.
Right. Sharon, hey, Happy New Year to you, hon. Thanks so much for calling in. Listen, you're going to definitely need a little bit more time in me talking with you, but I'll give you something, a little taste right now. Right. One of the first things that you need to work on before you even work on relationships, career, is health. You need the energy to do the self-work that you're going to need, all right, that you're not necessarily taking care of yourself. Have you tried to stop smoking, or are you still smoking now? What's going on with smoke and lungs?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, stopping it again.
Okay, again, right. Okay, so here, Sharon, this is the thing. You want to know what great things are going to be happening in your life. That's the only reason why a person even calls for a psychic. Give me hope. Okay, you can't have hope until you start taking positive steps for yourself. Right, you know you're not saying, I love you, as you keep picking up a cigarette and putting cancer into your lungs, right? You know that.
Yeah, well, that's the least of my worries, though.
No, it's not the least of your worries. It's the most of your worries, because the reason why you're doing that, the reason why you don't have enough money, the reason why you don't have the relationship that you need is because you're not saying, I love you. That's what the issue is. So you've got to take the first step. I love me. I love me. Why wouldn't I love me? Okay, so I didn't have the life. You had a really hard past. There was nobody who gave you your value or sense of value in your past. So you're needing to find it yourself now. But you need to get a belief. You need to understand that you are a magnificent being, whether you are a president of a company, whether you have five of the most wonderful children, or whether you live on the streets. You are still a magnificent being. You've got to start somewhere. And you've got to start in that place, in the lowest place, in order to get yourself to the highest place. Sharon, you're needing to take the simple steps. You think smoking is the least of your problems, when in actuality your entire health and reason why you've got weaknesses the way you have now is because of the lack of that self-love. And so I say the first steps you take in 2015, and none of these New Year's resolutions, they shouldn't be resolutions, they're declarations, okay? I'm going to do what I need to do. That is it. I'm going to take one step at a time. The job will come along that's better. You're having financial struggles. Is that correct?
It's a very complicated case, so to say.
Everything is complicated in life because we complicate it. So uncomplicated by saying simple things. Life is about black or white. I'm either making high choices or I'm making low choices. I either believe in myself or I don't believe in myself. I'm either happy or I'm not happy. As long as you keep it that simple, you know what you need to change. Start changing the smaller things, and I see great direction going for you. I know you have no idea what it is that you should be doing to fulfill your life and fulfill your dreams, but you are a nurturer. You are a healer. You should be doing something that winds up helping to heal and nurture people.
Well, that's what I usually do. Yeah, my whole life, basically, yeah. I was a nurse, and I had a car, and I got a car accident, and that threw me for a loop now forever. So
I know, but remember what I said. We cause and create everything.
I was going to say, this cloud, do we bring this cloud over ourselves, Vincent?
We don't just bring it over ourselves. We create it. There is no cloud for us. When we're children, yes, we're in physical control of our families and parents, and they start creating those certain beliefs within us that when we become young adults and step out into the world, we now are responsible for using and manifesting. We can either change the beliefs that we've been given, or we use them and we create those clouds instantaneously. I know people hate to think, I was in a car accident, I caused it. Of course you cause it. Why were you there in that place? If we don't cause things, then we're victims. If we're victims, we have no free will. If we have no free will, there's no meaning to life. So yes, we create those clouds and we can uncreate them. Listen, you heard her. She's smoking. She tries to give up. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of things she's been trying, as a lot of people out there have been trying, right? But they try it. They don't try it with belief that they can do it. They don't try it with the proper motivation behind them. I love myself so much. They're just doing it because they hear they're supposed to. So we need to take on a new belief. We need to take on some belief. People go to church and they read these books only because they've been told that they help, not because they believe in them, but they got to admit that they don't believe in them in order to make the changes. That's what I really try to get people to see, is what they don't see. You hear her. You heard her, right? There was a resistance in hearing what I was saying because she wasn't thinking that was the problem. She was thinking, well, the problem is I don't have the right job. Well, the problem is I was in a car accident. I'm disabled now. That's not the problem. None of those surface things are the problems. Those are the results of our problems. And it always stems from the beliefs we have about ourselves, George.
Vincent's website, of course, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and he spells his last name G. E-N-N-A. It's VincentJenna.com. Vince, we are out of time. I will see you in about a month at Conscious Life.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Please, let's at least take time to say hello to each other. I know we've got busy schedules, but we got to take the time to say hello, okay, George?
Our paths will cross, my friend.
Absolutely. I wish you all the best for 2015 and know that the best can be out there for everyone.
All right, you too. Be well. He's done some remarkable work. Hey, on our next Coast to Coast program, Steve Alton joins me as we talk about some deep sea monsters like nobody else can, like Steve Alton. And then we're going to have open lines again on Coast to Coast AM with a special topic for you. So just get ready for that as we move into Friday, as we move into January 2nd. It's already going too fast. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.